After a suspension of nearly 8 months, we are very pleased in the UN Refugee Agency to be able to announce that following our intense negotiations, we were able to see a breakthrough in this, and we'll look to see those flights beginning again from next month.
You said you've not had these family flights for almost a year. Is there a specific reason why they were suspended?
They were suspended due to some dispute between who should be part of those flights, what the criteria should be, and the eligibility of a number of people. Thankfully, those obstacles have now been overcome.
What takes place during these family visit flights?
The families are brought together and they have time to spend together. It's part of what we call our confidence building measures program for this Western Sahara refugee situation. And it's an important part of what we do to support the political solution. This is the humanitarian activity which we have been driving forward since 2004.
How many people have been able to take part in this family flights?
Nearly 20,000 people have taken part since the program began, and we hope to see many more thousands part of the visit and on the first flights as they begin again next month.
Western Sahara has a very long, protracted history.
Families who came from Western Sahara have been separated for nearly 40 years because of an absence of any political solution that might allow them to return home. So refugees who started arriving in Algeria in 1975 after Spain withdrew from the Western Sahara territory, and there was fighting broke out over who controlled that territory. So it is one of the most protracted, one of the longest running refugee situations that the world has seen. And these visits that we are going to see happening and beginning again from next month are vital to bring those families who have been separated for so long.